This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister Theresa May is in Brussels today for yet another in a series of what are becoming called make or break summits. The topic, of course, is Brexit, the pending departure of the United Kingdom from the European Union. May is especially eager to turn the conversation away from how much Britain's going to pay to leave the EU and toward the UK's new trading relationship with that bloc. A lot of British industries are unsettled, to say the least, about their medium-term futures. Among them, the cheesemongers. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
That's the Tom Fort Saint-Antoine, so semi-soft cheese from eastern France.
Dominic Coit runs a cheese stall here in Borough Market, wafting across the counter the delicate aroma of French Comté and a whiff of anger over Brexit.
It's obviously going to cost more money to do business with Europe. For me, that is just a staggering state of affairs to get ourselves into.
Brexit is not good news for you, then?
No, I think it's a disaster.
Dominic imports all his cheese from continental Europe. The sharp fall in the pound since the Brexit vote pushed his prices up by 15%. If there's no trade deal with Europe, there could be hefty tariffs too, putting some continental cheeses beyond the reach of all but the wealthy in Britain.
Could we see some French cheeses, like Comté, perhaps Roquefort, Camembert, disappearing from the British market?
I think that's, you have to think that's possible, yeah, given the prices that we're looking at.
The Brits eat $3 billion worth of cheese a year, and a lot of it comes from Europe. Some suggest that without a trade deal with the EU, Britain's cheese industry will face a crisis. Andrew Opie, a spokesman for UK retailers, warns of soaring prices, shortages and transportation delays for cheese products.
There'll be more checks, they'll be held at the borders, they're often fresh products that cannot be delayed at the borders, otherwise they'll spoil and they won't end up on our shelves.
It's not all doom and gloom in the British cheese business, though. Upscale exporters like this company, Neil's Yard Dairy, are so far better off thanks to Brexit. Here, the staff prepare a large wheel of Montgomery Farm cheddar, sealing it in preservative packaging for shipment to the US. Sales director Jason Hines concedes the fall in the pound has been good for his business.
In the short term, it's helped our sales. There's no question about that.
But he's no Brexiteer. Most of his exports are shipped via the world's largest wholesale food market in France. So what happens if there's no trade deal with the EU after Brexit?
What it'll require, for sure, is more paperwork, more bureaucracy, more time, more cost. I would definitely rather not have Brexit.
But one portion of the British cheese industry must surely benefit from a no-deal Brexit. Surely blessed are the British cheese makers.
In here, what we've got, milk in the vat, it's warming up, and we're actually making...
Philip Wilton set up Wilds Cheese, an urban cheese-making firm in North London, 5 years ago. The business is thriving, and if imported cheeses become even more expensive, he expects to do even better.
People will be encouraged to try their domestic product, and we're right there with the domestic product.
But he has misgivings about Brexit too. He's making a premium product and worries about its affordability if the whole British economy tanks.
We are not cheap, tatty rubbish makers. We are proper cheese makers. And our real worry is if the UK engine falters, that will stall our business.
He wants to invest in and expand his cheese-making business, but daren't because of the uncertainty. A further sign of the fermenting discontent over Brexit. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.